Praise the Lord.
I want us to share on the topic requirements for growth in the spirit. Our text is from Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 25. And he said to them all, "Anyone who wants to come with me must forget self, take up their cross every day, and follow me. For whoever wants to save their own life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will save it. Will people gain anything if they win the whole world but are themselves lost or defeated? Of course not." So this evening I want to share requirements for growth in the spirit. Now all of us are here, a few old people among us, but the rest of us are very young people. And so as we have all gathered here together, we have one purpose. If we were not for that purpose, we wouldn't be here together. You and I don't come from the same village. Some of you here may not even come from Upper West region here. I think today our Nigerian brothers and sisters are not with us. Otherwise, some people have come as far as from Nigeria. And we all worship here together for one purpose, for our God and our Lord. Because you and I believe that there is something somewhere. Let me not say somebody yet. There is something somewhere that is above the earth and the heavens. Something somewhere that is in control of your life and my life. Something somewhere that one day when your life, your journey on this earth ends, you are accountable to. And so what you are trying to do is to try and draw yourself closer to that person, day in and day out, so that at the time of your departure from this earth, you will be connected and united with that person. And that is God. That's why we are here. And so we have to start a connection with God and maintain that connection. And not only are we supposed to maintain that connection, but we are supposed to grow that connection. We are supposed to grow it. So for most of us, we have started, in fact, all of us, we have started the connection. Immediately that you are baptized, you are connected to God. Immediately you are baptized, you are connected to God. And the fact that you go to church all the time, it means that you are connected to God. The fact that you have come to sit here this evening, it means that you are connected to God. Again, we are making the effort to maintain the connection between us and God. Praise the Lord. But unfortunately, for most people, we only get to the point of trying to maintain our relationship, our connection with God. We try to maintain it. In other words, if you know 1 plus 1, you try not to forget the 1 plus 1, but you don't want to know what 2 plus 2 to add. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm saying. It means that you have developed a certain relationship with God, and you don't realize that your relationship that you have developed with God can go beyond how it is right now. Many people don't realize that the relationship that they have with God right now can become bigger, that they can get closer to God than how they already are close to God. It is something that I've realized that many Christians are not very concerned about building that relationship, growing that relationship every day. It's something that you and I have to be concerned about. So if your life at a certain level, at least within every period of time, like 1 month, 6 months, or 1 year, you should see that there is an improvement in your relationship with God. So probably if you didn't know that your relationship with God can improve, I want you to understand that today, that your relationship with God can improve every day. In Jaga, it will be like, most of the time, it will be like how human beings grow. How you have a child, you don't see the person growing as they increasing in height. It's just that one day when you look at him, you see that he's taller. But a small, small growth that took place for you to be able to see your naked eye, you didn't notice that. It's the same thing with the spiritual life. We grow every day, but with the cumulative growth, you only be able to notice it probably in a month, in the maybe in 6 months, or maybe in a year's time. I've seen that like this growth in my life. But there has to be that connection. You see, the spiritual life is like a ladder with infinite steps. You all know what a ladder is, don't you? So it's like a ladder with infinite steps. You keep on climbing and climbing and climbing and it will never end. So it means that no matter how spiritual you are, there is always more room for you to become more spiritual. If there gets to a point in your life and you don't see another ladder in front of you that you can climb again, at that very moment you are disconnected from God. Praise the Lord. At that moment you are disconnected from God. But there's always another step in the ladder ahead of you. I have not heard even the greatest things. None of them have ever said that they have gone so close to God that they cannot improve in their spiritual life again. But here is the case. None of us sitting here can claim to be anywhere close to any of those great saints. Not yet. So it means that for us, we have to understand that we can always grow. And it is something that we have to keep on doing. We have to keep on growing. The spiritual life is such that if you are not growing up, you are growing down. So if you are there and you are not growing, you are just the same. What happens is that eventually you will fall off. Praise the Lord. Eventually you will fall off. You can't. It's like a tree. A tree keeps on piling up nutrients, picking nutrients, picking nutrients, picking nutrients. If it stops picking nutrients, it will use up what it has already used. And when that happens, it will die. It's the same thing with us. So we should not be satisfied with our level of spirituality at any moment. That is exactly the reason why many a time God cannot use us for a lot of things. It's because we are at a certain level and we think that, okay, for me every vigil, every Friday I come for a vigil. But there are other people out there who are always drinking. They will not come to vigil to pray. So because you are better than someone else, you are happy and you think that you are at the highest level of your spirituality. You don't think that there is any more you can grow. Praise the Lord. So we have to know that we can never completely grow, or we can never completely end. We can't end our growth in the spirit. You can always become better than you are. If you are somebody who sings, you can always sing better than you are singing now. Praise and worship. Are you aware that there are some people who can just pick songs like this and people will start getting their healing? Probably you've not read that level yet. It is something you have to grow up to. There are some people who can just pick songs and demons will start waving. Praise the Lord. That is a point you have not yet grown up to. But you can grow up to that point and even go beyond that. Those of us in the healing and deliverance, when I pray, I always ask God, I want to grow to be like St. Paul or St. Peter. So that even when I walk past, my shoulders will heal people. Or when someone sees what I'm doing, will you believe that my handkerchief can heal? And you come and pick my handkerchief and put on his forehead and get his healing. Praise the Lord. That's what I always tell God. And I said that even if it's possible, let me grow past that point, that stage. I always tell God this. I'm not telling you this. That's what I always tell God. Because I know that some people have left at that high level, and I know that I can get there. So I'm always telling God to let me get there. And then when I pray, I try to identify some of the things that I know can be a hindrance. And I tell the Lord, remove this and that and that and that and that, and increase me. And let me reach that point. And if possible, let me go beyond that point. So whatever that you are doing, most of us are just still at the beginning. We are making the effort, but we are just still at the beginning. We have to be able to make enough effort to grow better, more than the level at which we are right now. Every single one of us has an equal opportunity to grow. If I grow more than you, it means that I am putting in more effort than you. How much you grow depends on the amount of effort that you put in to the growth. Praise the Lord. That is why the theme is the requirements for growth in the spirit. And I have taken this theme from Luke 9:23-25. That's why the text is telling us that if you want to follow him, Jesus, that you will have to abandon yourself. You have to deny yourself. In other words, you will have to stress yourself a little. There are a lot of things in this world that you can get joy from. Number one, you can chase after money. But in your chase for money, you will have to first say that you will assign time to God. Of course, you have your regular work schedules. If it's your regular work schedules, you go to work at 8 and close at 5. Or sometimes you close before that. Outside that, you can forget time. What normally takes our time and we cannot relate well with our God is what we then do outside that period. You are working from 8 to 5. That's how many hours. Let's count. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you are working for 8 hours in a day. 24 hours. The alarm is 16 hours. What do you use the rest of the 16 hours for? So what we should be doing is that the 8 hours that you work, you take those aside. The 16 hours that are left, you are supposed to allocate time for God. All the time that you can allocate for God out of those 16 hours, of course, you have to add your sleep. So if you are sleeping, let's say, every 8 hours, which is the maximum that you sleep. So you add the 8 to the 8, 16. You still have 8 hours left in the day. So those 8 hours left, you have to allocate as much of that time as possible to God. If you see that as allocating to God, there is nothing else that you can that you can fix in. That's all. That's how we should approach our growth. But what happens is that normally we try to fix in as much as possible into the 8 hours that are left. And some of us sleep less than 8 hours, of course. So when you sleep less than 8 hours, you have more hours you can distribute. So the hours that are left, we normally try to fix in all the other activities that we can find, so that if there is that time left for God, praise the Lord. Is that not what we do? So we try to fix in all the other activities and then to see whether there will be time left for God. If that is what you are doing, you can never grow in the spirit. It's very simple. You can't grow.
You have to persevere. So you realize that those 8 hours, what would you fit in there?
You may fit in something that you can go and sit down somewhere and enjoy with your friends. You can fit in something that you can use to make an extra money to add to your income. You can fit in a lot of things. These are things that will bring you bodily desires. But what Jesus is saying is that the money that you are getting from your job, it should be, it's okay for you. Leave the rest of the time to me. That is where the carrying of the cross comes from. You have the opportunity to make extra money, but you say no. Instead of using that time to do for extra money, I will give it to God. That's where the carrying of the cross comes in. That's where the denial comes in. Because the thing is that if you spend all that time chasing after the money, you will get the money, but you'll be useless. It didn't satisfy you.
But when you make that sacrifice, then what happens is that Jesus will make sure that the little that you have, you'll be satisfied.
In fact, recently I received a text message from Vodafone, and the message was that there are two ways to be rich. One way is to have everything you want, and the other way is to be satisfied with what you have. Two ways. But I can safely say that there's actually one, because it is impossible to have everything you want. True or false? Let me tell you, even if God gives his throne to you, well, you still not be satisfied. You'll be wishing that there will be something more than that you can ask. So you can never be satisfied. But you can be satisfied with what you have. So it means that you can actually become rich.
So we have to sacrifice. That's how it is. So the level of our spiritual growth will be determined by our faith in God and our commitment to Him. Why am I saying our faith? You see that there are a lot of times when we are doubting.
God says that, okay, for you in Luke 12, He says that, don't worry about what you are going to eat. Don't worry about what you are going to drink. Don't worry about what you are going to wear. I will provide you. Just focus on me. We have heard this thing, but we are still, sometimes we still afraid. We still doubt. We doubt whether God really means what He said. Whether that will really happen or not. We doubt it. So because we doubt it, when He says, you use the time that you have left outside your work, schedule that for me. And if there's any time that you can schedule for other activities, you say no. If I schedule like that and I'm joking, things will not go well. Because we don't believe. So we need to ask the Lord to give us the faith to trust Him and believe in whatever He has told us. And then we have to commit ourselves to God.
And this faith and commitment is in turn determined by our level of prayer. So when I said we should allocate our time to God, what I mean is allocate our time to prayer meetings, allocate our time to doing the work of God in our ministries, our time in evangelization, like attending programs like outreach, retreats, and other things. And more importantly, or most importantly, allocating our time for personal prayer. You see, we have many types of Christians. There are some Christians that have been baptized, they have been confirmed, they receive communion. And for them, that is the end of their Christianity. For them, they don't see that there's anything about Christianity that goes beyond being baptized, being confirmed, and receiving communion. There are some people who are not even receiving the communion, but they are not worried. They are baptized and they are confirmed. They are okay. Some are baptized, confirmed, they receive communion. And for them, that is the end of their Christianity. They don't see any other ladder that they can climb. There are some people, in addition to that, they receive other sacraments. And for them, once they are doing this, they are satisfied. They don't know that there is another level that you can go to in your spiritual life. Or they can go to in their spiritual life. And some of these people I'm talking about, these are some of the people who don't even, some of them don't even attend Mass. You know, today I was reading an article on the internet, and they were talking about,
the Pope said something, praise the Lord. The Pope said something, and some Catholics, they were interviewing Catholics. He said something about abortion and homosexualism and other things. So they were there interviewing some Catholics. And they said, 52% of Catholics in the U.S. said that they should give freedom to women for abortion. Praise the Lord. And they said that most of the 52% of the Catholics who said that are people who don't attend church regularly. Praise the Lord. So I'm not surprised. Those people who don't go to the church. are the people who have allowed Satan to infect their minds? And so they have the desire for women to be given the freedom to abort. So I'm not surprised. The most of those 52% are people who don't attend mass regularly.
So that is it. Some people are doing all these things, attend the mass every Sunday and probably even daily masses. And then they pray once a day. For them, probably when they get up in the morning and they say, okay, in the morning they say, they pray, maybe in the evening. Then in the evening they will go to, when they are going to bed, say, okay, thank you, Lord, for protecting me. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They are finished. And that is how they pray. For them, that is the end of their spirituality. When they are able to pray, like they are happy. Probably because they know that there are people who don't even pray at all. So for it, since they are doing better than them, they are happy and they are okay with it. They don't see that they can grow beyond that level. There are some people who pray twice a day. Others who pray thrice a day. And probably there are people who pray thrice a day. But whenever they want to pray, probably they spend just about 5 minutes praying. Probably they have learned the morning prayer. They have learned the Angelus. They have learned the evening prayer. And for them, when they make those prayers, they are okay. I'm not saying they have not prayed, but they are okay with it. They don't know that there is another level. Then there are some people who will pray for about 30 minutes. And I think as charismatic members, that is the recommended minimum time that we should spend in prayer, each time that we want to pray. Of course, there are certain times you cannot pray up to that. Like if you have lunch time, you are going for break, and you have to go to your house or wherever and go and eat the food, and then you have time to pray and go back to the office, you will have 30 minutes to pray. But let's say when you are observing your morning and evening prayers, and it's recommended that the minimum time you should spend is about 30 minutes. Because there are certain things that you need to be doing while you are praying. Then there are some people who can spend 1 hour praying. There are some people who can spend 2 hours praying. There are some people who spend more than that praying. And so of course, those who spend the 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, or even more praying. These are normally people who, some people will probably spend all that time shouting at God and shouting at God and shouting at God. There are some people who also use part of this time to study the scriptures. Are you looking at the levels that I'm raising? I started somewhere and I'm increasing the levels. So if someone was at first baptized, confirmed, and there was nothing, he can raise himself up to another level of prayer. Where he will start attending mass and receiving the other sacraments. And going beyond that, being able to pray at least once a day. Going beyond that, being able to pray twice or thrice a day. Probably each time spending like maybe 5 minutes. The person can go beyond that to pray like 30 minutes a day. I mean, each time he's praying. And the person can still go beyond that to pray like 1 hour or 2 hours or more each time he's praying. And some people will spend these 2 or 2 hours shouting at God. And there are some people who will use part of these hours that they spend in praying to study the scriptures, to understand, to let God speak to them through the scriptures, and how they are supposed to handle their lives, and how they are supposed to inspire other people. Then there are some people, in addition to that, who also go into meditation. So their prayer just doesn't end with shouting at God, but they also reflect on the scriptures. After reflecting on the scriptures, they also go into meditation to sit down and try to allow God to speak to them and give them messages. There are people who do that. And some people will get into all these things, but when it comes to fasting, that's another ball game altogether. But some people will do all these things and add fasting. There are some people, once every week in the year, they fast. Praise the Lord. And there are some people, they only wait when they say Lent, Ash Wednesday, no food, then they will fast. Friday, no food, no meat, fast. That is all. No food, no meat. That is just the beginning. They are just telling you that you need to begin to fast. That's not fasting. You have not started fasting yet. It's just the beginning. It's an introduction to tell.
tell you that you need to be fasting. And some people even do this prayer, they will fast. They ask when they will consume all the food. Every Friday they will drink too and chop meat. They will never fast. But some people will try to follow what the church has said. But at least on the Ash Wednesday they fasted and they added Fridays. And of course we know that adding food to on the Friday evening, they will make sure that they add everything for Monday evening again. They're also there. And there are also some people, every single week, you'll find one day to fast. Some 2 days, some 3 days. And there are some, during the period of their 40 days, they fast throughout all the 40 days. Praise the Lord. Do we know that there are people who need that? So, if these people are doing that, and for you, throughout the whole year, you have never fasted, do you think that your spiritual life and their spiritual life will be the same? But that is something you can also rise to. So I have mentioned a lot of things. You can do a combination of these things. How well your spiritual life, how much your spiritual life will grow, will be determined by which of these and how much of it you are doing. So if your spiritual life is at the point where you only pray five minutes, probably once a day, you try to raise it to the point. As time goes on, within the next month, next 2 months, next few months, you should be able to raise it to the point where you can pray five minutes, 3 times a day. Then as time goes on, you should be able to raise it. Sometimes it doesn't even have to take months. Then it can take a few days for you to implement it and move to the next level. And you should move to the level. If you are somebody who has not been fasting, you should be somebody who now probably takes 1 day in the week to fast. And as time goes on, you increase it 2. As time goes on, you can increase it 3. And all that. And even when you get there, you have not yet reached the end. There are still more. You will still see another step in the ladder. Then you can climb again. Praise the Lord. Many areas, even the trust we say we have in God, we have it at different levels. My trust in God can increase. My faith in God still has plenty of room, unlimited room to increase. That is why I'm saying that if you get to the point where even my shadows can heal. So that means my faith can increase in that level. And I believe it can go beyond that. Praise the Lord. So in your own life, every area you can go beyond that. And I want us to make our target. None of us should be happy the fact that we are able to go to church every Sunday. The fact that we are able to come for prayer meeting every Sunday. The fact that we are able to abandon our sleep and we come here every Friday, that shouldn't make us happy. We are doing well, that is true. But that is just one point of the ladder at the very, very lowest level that we are at. There is unlimited steps we can climb. So your target should always be that. What you are doing today, tomorrow you should do it differently. How your life is today, tomorrow it should be different. It shouldn't even be the same. Now your life should be the same last year. I mean, as it was last year. Your target should be that your life should have changed this year. Next year, your life should also see another change. And you should keep on seeing the change. Your life should keep on increasing and improving. Praise the Lord. You see, many people come to the renewal because they have seen a light. They have seen something in the renewal. Or they have heard about something in the renewal. Praise the Lord. Many people come to the renewal because they have seen something in the renewal or they have heard about something in the renewal. But what I want to tell you is that not too many people are able to get what they have seen or they have heard about in the renewal. And do you know why? It is simply because of our level of commitment. It's like you have seen a mango tree. You look up the mango tree and you see a really nice, yellow, beautiful, succulent, palatable, juicy mango. And you start and then saliva is coming. If I could get this mango, then you start and do like this. Well, you need to climb a tree. But you say you cannot climb a tree. You say you are afraid that if you climb a tree, you will fall. So you will stand there, the saliva will be twirling down here. And the mongo will be standing there looking at you, it will come down. The mongo is there. You can rub it and eat. You have to climb the tree. You don't want to climb the tree because you are afraid that you will climb and you fall. Or you don't know how to climb the tree, you will be there. So in the same way, people see things in the renewal. People here are artists in the renewal. But when they come in, there are some steps that they need to take in order to get what they have seen or they have heard about. But when they come here, we tell them that these are the steps that they are supposed to take. And they think that it is too difficult for them to take. So that means if you are that type who thinks that the steps are too difficult, like I'm saying, you look at them, hey, how can I get there and sit down and pray and 30 minutes? Hey! 30 minutes! Sit down, take your hand. But when you sit down and you pray, even it's not even up to 5 minutes, and you're already tired. And this man is saying that you should pray for 30 minutes. No, that's not possible. It is possible. But I can tell you that don't be praying for more than 3 hours. So praying for 30 minutes, that's nothing. I always say that for me, what I'm so happy about is that the grace is not, it's not a problem, it's grace. And it's not you who is having the grace, it's God who is having it. And how are you going to get the grace? It's very simple. Say, Lord, I want the grace, that's all. It's that easy. You just tell God, I want the grace to pray, finish. Very soon you see it start happening in your life and you will be surprised that you couldn't pray before. Just tell God, Lord, I want the grace. There's nothing else you need to do. You're not going to go and buy the grace with money. So you say you don't have money. You don't have to go and do any hard work to collect the grace. All that you need to do is that, Lord, I also want to pray. But I can't pray. I want your grace. That's the prayer I have made. I have prayed like that. And that's how you should talk to God. Lord, I want to pray, but I can't pray. I don't have the grace. When I sit down, even less than 5 minutes, I'm tired and I want to get up and go. Lord, give me your grace. Finished. That's a very, very sincere prayer you have made. And I'm telling you that before long, you will start praying. You pray for 1 hour without knowing that 1 hour has been expired. You sometimes you wonder, what have I been sitting down doing for all this 1 hour? Well, that's another subject for another day. But God himself will teach you. And you realize that. I can get closer to God. Have you ever, at a point in time, sit down and then you just feel like, I wish I could die at this moment? Because your heart is such that you are convinced that if you die, you are going to heaven. At that moment, you are convinced that if you die, you are going to heaven. And you just feel like you die. You just feel like dying. Have you ever spoken to God and felt that God is standing by you? I mean, these are things, so if you have never gone through those experiences, it means that your connection with God is still not very good. You can be as old as what? You can be as young as what? But it means that your connection of God with God is still not, it has not reached that level yet. What you can really feel, when you make a prayer, and you feel that the prayer you have made and God has heard it, you feel it as if you have heard God telling you that he has heard it and he's going to answer. You feel it in your soul. I mean, that's how you can connect with God. And the connection can keep on increasing. So I'm not saying this to say that probably someone somewhere is doing this very well. It's something we are all struggling. You also realize that there's somewhere you want to reach and you are struggling. But I wanted to share these things today so we all understand that we can all reach any height. You may look at some people in this group and say that, hey, they are very spiritual. Do you know that you can become more spiritual than them? Some of you think that you cannot become more spiritual than some of the people that you see and respect in this group and think that they are very spiritual. They are very prayerful. They are all like this. They are this and that. You can become better than them. God has not given a limit and said that these people, I want them to be at this point. The rest of you, I want you to be down there. No. Those people have got to where they are because of the commitment that I'm talking about. So if you put in commitment, you will also start running. And you will change and even go and overtake them. It's not a competition anyway. But you go beyond that. Now I'm saying that I want to go beyond verse and Paul as a little rich. My prayer now, I'll go beyond that. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying that when Paul and Peter were holy people. And so for me, I'm not holy enough to reach there. They were just like me, human beings. And they reached there. I can go beyond that.
And that's the prayer I make to God. So what prayer will you make to God today? What is the level you want to go, you want to reach? Praise the Lord.
So this evening, I don't want it to be an evening of noise making. Oh, make a lot of noise. I want it to be an evening of commitment. I want us to commit ourselves to God and tell Him that where we are not satisfied. We know we can grow beyond that. We can grow beyond that in our spiritual life. And so we want that growth to come. So what I want us to do is to ask the Lord to cleanse us. There are many times that we are filled with doubt about the ability of the Lord. There are many times that we are filled with fear. And so I want us to ask the Lord to cleanse us of all our iniquities and even all our weaknesses. I want us to surrender them to Him at this very moment. So that, Lord, we can always see the next ladder. Give have the desire and the will to always see the next level in our life. So that we want to rise up, O Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We can rise up unto you, O Lord, and get closer to you each day of our life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, that I shall my life, I shall my life. Lord, what has been of our fear? What has been of our doubt? What has been of our faith? In the name of Jesus. What has been, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus. What has been of our unfaithfulness? In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Always bless you. Always bless you. Many a times, you and I will have a desire to pray. There is none of us standing in this room who will say that he doesn't want to pray or she doesn't want to pray. All of us want to pray. But see, many a times there are too many things that disturb us. They worry us. When we sit down to pray, we are in a hurry to go and do this, and go and do that, and go and do that. And because of that, our hearts cannot be with the Lord to sit down and speak with the Lord. These are things that I have gone through. And I know that you are going to do that. Ask the Lord that the next time you sit down to pray, that every worry will disappear from your heart. Every worry will disappear from your mind. And then you will be able to have the patience to focus on the Lord. Who are there who are gonna say, no, who are gonna worry? Suppose that is the God I'm thinking I will do for. So you are having a difficult time in my life. Father, I am lifting myself to you. Whatever thing that is a barrier and a hindrance, everything that is a fearless in my mind and in my heart, Father, I am praying that next time I go to sit down and I pray unto you. Lord, I want to be cast out of my life in the name of Jesus. And I want to be cast out of my life in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. There are some people when they get up, but they just feel so tired. Sometimes it's not the devil's work. Sometimes it is because of your pattern of work and sleep. You need to change. What I wanted to do is to make a prayer. If you believe that the devil is influencing your life, your prayer life so that you cannot pray, I want to cast him out of your life now. Even if God has the Lord to reveal unto you what you should do to improve your situation. Father, we bless you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every demonic power to rule and control our prayer life. In the name of Jesus, we cut you out of our life. In the name of Jesus. Especially any demonic power of beauty in our life. We cut you out in the name of Jesus. And we order you to use the presence of the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. We order you to use the presence of the Spirit of God to use the life of the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, we reject every such thing in our life in the name of Jesus. We reject every such thing in our life in the name of Jesus. We condemn them in the name of Jesus. And we cancel their activity and their actions in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. All thanks to Father. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. I want you to think in your heart in the healing and deliverance ministry. To be like the Paul, to be like the Peter. Who is it that you want to be like in your life? I want to lift up your voice and make that prayer to God right now.
Thank you.
take advantage of. But you never learn anything until the Lord teaches you. This issue of higher time is something that I believe a lot of people have problem with. So I want you to ask the Lord and listen to teach you how to observe higher time. How to listen to the Lord. In any other area of your life that you think you need the Lord to teach you, ask him to teach you. But ask the Lord to be the teacher of your life.
Final prayer. Some people said to Jesus, the disciples of John fast frequently and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but your disciples eat and drink. Jesus answered, do you think you can make the guest at a wedding party go without food as long as the bridegroom is with them? Of course not. But the day will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. So Jesus fasted and offered prayers. John the Baptist and his disciples fasted and offered prayers. The Pharisees and their disciples fasted and offered prayers. And Jesus said his own disciples, when the right time came, would fast and offer prayers. That means that fasting is very important. You cannot be committed and be praying without fasting. I want to ask the Lord to fill you with the grace of fasting. Begin to pray. Begin to cry to the Lord and ask him to fill you with the grace of fasting. Father, fill me with that grace. Father, this is part of carrying your cross. This is part of bearing pain and suffering. So that, Lord, I can lose your life for your sake and that you take it back up. So, Father, I ask you to give me that grace of perseverance, to be able to endure hunger, no matter how heavy it may be, no matter how strong it may be, no matter how powerful it may be. Father, help me to resist and endure, so that, Lord, I can lose my life for your sake. I can lose my life for your sake, and then I will take it back as you give it back to me. Would you be blessed and eternal? Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we trust you. Lord Jesus, we trust in you. Lord Jesus, we trust in you. And we know that the prayers we have made today will blossom in everyone's life here. Father, we bless you for your empowerment, for your graces, for your anointing. Thank you, Father.